Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tight end receiver right to Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30 to the 20. Inside the 10. Touchdown!
First down and 10. Johnson gets a shoulder square. Watch out! He's got getting away from the clock speed. Touchdown!
Welcome in to episode 58 of Grinding the Edge here on South Harmon. I'm your host, Koopa, and you can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa and everywhere else at Koopa Troopa 8. This is the time of year where now that your rookie drafts are done, you need to start looking forward towards the season. And that's why you need to go check out the simulator on the South Harmon website. With the simulator, it will tell you how your team is likely to finish this upcoming season. It's a great way to be realistic about your team's odds. If the simulator is telling you you're going to finish 10th through 12th, you probably are not in a good position for this upcoming year, no matter how good you think your team might be. And so what you need to do is go to southharmonff.com and sign up for the Warp Worshipper subscription. It's part of that, just the simulator tool. Just look at the tools, click on simulator, and it will automatically pull your sleeper league and go through and test your team out. You can do 100 simulations, you can do 200, 300 simulations, and you can see how good your team is compared to the other teams in your league. So go to southharmonff.com and check that out. The reason I bring up the simulator today is because I'm going to recap one of the episodes that I did last year and update it with data from the 2024 season. So last year, I did an episode all the way back in episode number 8, where I talked about the results of winning the winner's bracket based on which seed you were. And from that, I determined that the first and second seeds, the ones that get the first round bye, those are immensely valuable, to the point that having first or second seed was basically as good as the difference between making the playoffs or not. And so I decided to go back through, look at that data again, and recap for anybody that has not heard this message before. So with that, let's get into the data. The first seed, the number one seed overall in your league, has a 33.5% chance of winning the championship. Now, that means one out of three of the first seed win the championship, which is admittedly pretty good. If you think about it, one out of six win the championship, if it was pure randomness, which is right around that 18%. So, 33.5%, you're almost double your odds just by being the first seed. Obviously, the first seed is also going to be the strongest team in the league. So, yeah, 33% kind of makes sense. You include some variance in there, like you know that the that sometimes those other teams, they can just pop off and they can overtake that first seed. But in this case, 33.5% of the time, that first seed is winning. And of note, this is for all Dynasty Leagues. I looked at specifically 12-team Superflex Dynasty Leagues that have a 6-team playoff. That is how I analyzed this data. In total, there were 40,700 total leagues that I analyzed their brackets for. So that second seed, the one that is also getting that first round bye, they win the championship 25.6% of the time. That's pretty good. A quarter of the time, the second seed is winning the championship. And now that might sound a little bit low compared to what you'd like to hear as the second seed, but when you think about it, that kind of makes sense. When you are looking at what the second seed gets into, they get into the final four. Randomness of the final four, 25.6%. Well, randomness would be 25%. So they're slightly better than random. That makes sense. They're in the middle, and they're slightly on the better side of the middle. That third seed, though, you would think, okay, well, I just said the second seed is in the middle. It's slightly on the better side of middle. Third seed is going to be slightly on the worse side of middle. No, the difference is all the way down to 14%. It's not anywhere close to that 25%, and it's because that third seed has to play through that first round. A whopping 39.5% of the time, that third seed doesn't even make it to that 4-team second round. Doesn't even make it to the semifinals. Because 39.5% of the time, they're going ahead and they're losing to that 6th seed. So, already you see a huge drop-off in your odds of winning a championship if you're the 3rd seed. The 4th seed, 10.8%. So you can already start to see a discrepancy of, hey, maybe those 3rd seeds, they're close to being fighting for that first round bye. They're usually maybe a 3rd strong team in the league. But the 4th seed, it really starts to drop off. 10.8%? I mean, average in terms of just pure randomness is supposed to be 18%. So you are not doing very good there. 5th seed, 8.9%. That number is now less than half of what randomness expectation is. And you're at the 5th seed. It's not looking good at all for you. And the 6th seed, 7.1%. Obviously the lowest of the bunch, but it's really just not great. And so, those championship odds, there's a clear delineation between the first round buys and the ones that are not in the first round buys. That first seed, 33.5%. You go down 8% first seed to second seed, just probably because there's some really, really strong first seeds out there. And that kind of makes sense that the first seed is able to make it to the championship because they're playing the 4th or 5th seed that second week, so they can make it there. And then at that point, it's a 50-50 shot. The second seed, they're having to go against that potentially really, really strong 3rd seed. But that drop from 2nd seed to 3rd seed, that drop is 11.6%. That's greater than the 8% between 1st and 2nd seed. And so, it is actually more important to be in 2nd versus 3rd than it is to be any other position in terms of your championship odds of winning. Because even 6th seed to 7th seed, 7th seed, the odds are 0%. But 6th seed, it's only 7.1%. That's less than the difference between 1st and 2nd. And so, when you're looking at these odds, you start to see how important it is to have that first round bye. The drop-off between 2nd and 3rd is just absolutely massive. Another way to look at this, and this is something that you can see in the simulator tool on the South Harmon website, is money expectation. If you plug in for your league the amounts that are given out to each final position, first, second, third, division winners, etc., you can get this on the simulator as well, and it will tell you what your expectation is for that league. Well, money expectation for a standard 300, 200, 100 league. So 300 goes to first, 200 for second, 100 for third. It's a $50 yearly buy-in. Let's compare this going now from the bottom up. So the sixth seed, money expectation for them, you've barely scraped into playoffs, 49.6. So basically, right around that $50 buy-in, you make your money back. So if you are a team that year over year, you're constantly scraping into the playoffs off of variance, you should theoretically over time make back the exact same amount of money that you're putting in with dues. Obviously, that's not what people are looking for. They're looking for glory. And so that's why you don't see many teams that are in that position. But it is a valid strategy to do that. Make sure you're always in playoffs. And some years, maybe you're doing a little better. Maybe you're a stronger team and you're pushing up in that third seed or maybe even that second seed. And so then you're going to be getting better odds that year. But if you were just always the sixth seed, you still have the expectation of just being able to make your dues back over time. The fifth seed, slightly better. It is 60.1. So a slight improvement, but nothing really to speak home about. And the same thing goes to fourth seed, to 70.9. Notice that we're pretty consistent here. 49.6 to 60.1, that was 10.5. 60.1 to 70.9, that was 10.8. It's going up pretty linearly here from 6-5-4. That third seed tends to be the stronger team, and we go up by 17.9 to 18 to $88.8 is your expectation if you're the third seed. So when you are looking at that third seed, yeah, that's probably the stronger team, the team that was fighting for that first round bye. Plus, that first round of the playoffs, they're going against the worst team that is in the playoffs, that sixth seed. And so they have a better chance of making it to the next round. Whereas that fourth seed and fifth seed, they're going to be closer in terms of their overall strength of team. And so they have the potential to cause some upsets more often. Think of it like when you're playing March Madness. Those 8-9 seeds, it might as well be a toss-up. But when you're comparing the 5 and 12, yeah, those upsets can happen a decent amount. But those upsets, there's a reason they're ranked 5 and 12. It's because they truly believe that 5 seed is much better than that 12 seed. So we've gone through the four teams and their money expectation for the ones that are still having to play in that first round of playoffs. Well, guess what happens when you go past that, when you get to the second round of playoffs? It skyrockets up. We were going from 49.6 up to 88.8. And then you get to the second seed and it jumps all the way up to 154.7. We jump up nearly double. And that is a crazy amount. It really shows you how important it is to just not have to go through 1 week of variance, not have to worry about 1 week of potentially just getting bounced out. And when you get bounced out, you get nothing. When you get to the semifinals, at the very least, 300, 200, 100, if you lose the first week, you're playing the second week, and if you win that one, you make double your dues back. So that's really, really nice. And that result is something that heavily influences the fact that, hey, this money expectation, it's really, really high. Because at this point, if you've made it guaranteed to the semifinals, three out of the four options have you making money. And so that's why you want to be there as that second seed. And then obviously the first seed, they have the highest. But it's not that much more than the second seed. It's only 175.4. So when we're comparing that, that's only a jump of 20.7 over second place. That 20.7, that's basically the same as the jump from sixth seed to fourth seed. It's not that huge of a difference. Instead, our difference is second seed versus third seed. So, what does this mean for how I've been playing Dynasty the past year and how you should be playing Dynasty as well? It means that you want to have that first round bye. That's what you want to be shooting for. If you're sitting there and you are locked in, you're like, man, I'm going to be that fourth seed. Like, personally, how I would play it for Dynasty is cool. It means I have a lot of really, really strong pieces that probably an even stronger contender wants. But it means that my team's built well. So if you can maybe retool a little bit towards the end of the season, yeah, you might cost yourself a little bit in terms of odds of actually having a strong team in order to make a run through playoffs. But if you can retool properly and the following year you're the number one or number two, it's going to be worth it. Because if you go from fourth seed and fourth seed, which would be an expectation of 70.9, so double that, that's your 141.8. Versus 1 year of being the second seed, which is that 154.7, you've already exceeded your expectation off of 1 year of being the second seed, compared to having 2 years of being the fourth. And so just that little bit of retool to have your team in a better position come the following year, that's the goal that you want. You want to be the very top of the league, or you can die yourself down. Now, if you're in a position to make the playoffs, yeah, try to stick around in playoffs. Maybe try to trade away some of your guys when you're the fourth seed and still be the fifth or sixth when entering. But it's not as important to fight for seeding when you're in that range versus if you're sitting there at the third seed. If you're the third seed, you're at week 11, and you're like, man, I just need to catch up on second seed by one game, and if I gain on them by points force by like another 20, I'm going to be on top of them and be stealing that second seed. That is the time to push it in and really make that push. Make sure that you are going to be the second seed, because that difference, even if you send yourself into a rebuild a year earlier, guess what? That year rebuild, $50, 1 year's worth of dues. If you make that jump from third to second, guess what? That's more than $50. That's getting yourself another 65.9. That's more than 1 year's worth of dues for being third to second. And so that's why I am telling people to look at the simulator. The simulator is going to help you figure out what position your team is in your league. And yes, it utilizes your league's scoring settings in order to do its simulations. And it utilizes the fact that I went through the statistics. These statistics are for generic leagues. But what it will do is it will simulate the playoff format of your league. If your league has a really, really strong team, their expectation might be even higher than the first seed. Like if you had a 300, 200, 100, instead of it being 175, it might be 210. If they're really that strong, it will take that into account. And it will help show you how important this year is for your team. Or do you need to maybe try to lie in wait a little bit longer and keep accruing that value? Because what you don't want to do is try and end up pushing it all in too early and find out that, man, if I had just hung on for a year or two before really going for it, I would have been in a much, much better position. It helps you figure out that timing that you need. So that way you aren't caught being the fifth seed or the sixth seed. If the simulator tells you, man, your end of season results are fifth through eighth, well, you know what? I'd be just trying to rebuild again. Now, it might not be a sell everything off kind of rebuild, like if you were being told you're going to finish 11th. But fifth through eighth, some of those older vets, try and retool them towards younger players. Try and retool them for some draft picks and just grab some random players off the waiver wire and hope that that can get you up into sixth place. And then the following offseason, maybe that can help you bump back up higher as some of the older vets on those teams who are at the top start to age out and start to decline. That's how you get yourself pushed up into the top. So what does this look like for me? Well, next week, I'm going to go through that. What I do is I go through every single one of my teams and figure out where they're going to grade on the simulator. And then I make some decisions based on what I have on each team. If I've got a team in fifth that has an oodles of assets, like I'm talking tons and tons of assets, I might start pushing some of them in now, even in the offseason, to kind of bump myself up to be in position to fight for that first round bye. But if I've got that team in fifth and maybe I just have my own personal complement of picks, well, I might start to get aggressive when the season starts coming around of, okay, oh, look, here, contender or wannabe contender, here's some pieces off of my team that will get you competitive. If you want those, you know, those big name receivers, I can try and get you that Mike Evans, that Devontae Adams, you know, those guys. And yeah, just give me one of those pieces that you have and your future second. And then you just start accumulating that little bit of extra value. And maybe you're going through and you're like, hey, that Saquon Barkley that I have, you know, the season's coming, and I can get somebody to hand me that first and second for him. I'll just go take that, and I'm going to bet against their team. Because the following offseason, that first is going to end up being worth way more than Saquon Barkley is. Things like that, where you're playing into the dynasty cycle, but you have a plan of how you're going to do it. You have that expectation of, I know what I'm going to do with this team in this league. Because ultimately, if you're in a portfolio like I am, you don't have the time to really analyze every single team every single week. You need to put them into buckets beforehand. And so what I do is I utilize this to put my teams into buckets. I may not show my hand as to which bucket I'm putting it in, but if you're running my simulator, you probably already know. You probably can look and be like, man, Koopa's simulator is telling him he's going to finish 7th. I betcha that vet that he's got on his team, if I send him a fair price, he's just going to take it. And I will. Because in the grand scheme of things, it's advancing my team forward. And that's what I look for in a good deal. It's fair in terms of value. And it's advancing my team towards where I want it to be. If you send me an offer like that, I'm just going to accept it. I'm not even going to bother shopping around. But if you're trying to undercut me, that's where I'm going to snap decline you and where I'm probably just going to start fishing with the other managers in the league. So that's how this analysis has changed my playstyle. I'm really going boom or bust. I'm not trying to float around in the middle. Previously, I would do some of that middle. I would try to see, hey, can I do that productive struggle and then really push it in towards the end of the season and try to have that team that explodes into the playoffs. But because you have to do that extra game, that exploding into the playoffs just is not quite have the muster that you want it to. You can explode into the playoffs as the first and second seed, and it's going to be so much better. But that takes you doing that across the entire season. And that takes you recognizing, hey, this team is on the cusp of being that that bye week team, so let's at the beginning of the year make sure I win that critical matchup against that other team who's also in contention. Most people don't think about that at the very beginning of the year. Week 2, you're going up against one of the strongest teams in the league. You know the best thing you can do for your playoff odds? Beat them. Make them think that their team's a little bit worse than they do, because they're going to evaluate their team in week 4. And they're going to be like, man, my team's 3-1, and you know there's two other teams that are 4-0 right now. I'm probably not one of the top two teams in here, so I'm just going to ride this out. If that's your team, you need to be going, man, I'm 3-1. There's two teams that are 4-0. I'm only a game behind. It's only 4 weeks into the season. I need to start making sure that I win the rest of the games of the season. Because that first round bye is so, so important. As I've mentioned multiple times, go to southharmonff.com, sign up for the Warp Worshipper subscription. You get access to the Warp tool, and you get access to the simulator that I talked about so much this episode. And so, if you have any questions about any of this, please reach out to me on X at Dynasty Koopa. Everywhere else, that's Blue Sky, Instagram, Discord, Koopa Troopa 8. And as always, stay sharp and keep grinding that edge. I'll see you next week.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.